In two successive years, this band won the band competition at Rocky Grass and at Telluride. Nobody else has ever done that. Will you please give a great big Oregon welcome? This ain't no accident. This is a hit and run.
Savior there. Pleasure it is to be back in Oregon. We haven't been here since last August. We got to play with Cross-Eyed Rosie at the Goodfoot last year. Was anybody there? That was fun. And we've also played over on the coast in Manzanita a couple years in a row, plus the Mount Hood Bluegrass Festival. So we love your state. It was a beautiful drive yesterday. Folks, we'd like to have our mandolin player sing a tune for y'all now that he wrote. This one's about his upbringing out there in the suburbs of Philadelphia, Radnor, Pennsylvania. This is Mr. John Frazier on the mandolin. This is Trouble and Pain.
Home was now further from me, and that time would move faster the older I grew. Was a thing that I could not foresee. Now I ramble around, though I've gone to settle down. I'm inclined to the road in front of me, and I long for the days of my youth when I ran from the home that was waiting for me. Home that boy.
thank you.
Thank you, everybody. This is quite the scene you got going on here. We've been hearing about it now since it started, and I'm so glad that we're finally getting to be a part of it, at least for this afternoon anyway. We're heading out to Canada after we play, very unfortunately. I wish we could hang around and pick with y'all and enjoy everything you have to offer. We're teaching bluegrass workshops up there in Sorrento, Canada, starting tomorrow. So, here's a tune we recorded. Bonnie Raitt recorded this one back in 1971, and we loved it so much we wanted to record it for ourselves. It's called Any Day Woman. Everybody over here on the resonator guitar, we have a familiar face. He actually has some family out here in the Northwest, so he feels right at home. Actually born and raised in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Actually, I was born in Portland. I've not been back here in like 28 years, so it's pretty cool to be here again. I don't remember much of it, but I was actually born here. So.
That is
cool,
so true. I forgot about that. I'm the one who logged his info for the Canadian border. Interesting point. Reuniting with your homeland here in P-Town.
Feels
so good. But actually spent the last 6 years of his life out in East Tennessee studying bluegrass and outdoor recreation. And hasn't graduated yet. He said the leisure management program got too hard and he had to drop out. So he's headed out to Colorado to study that leisure a little bit more. Won't you make him welcome to singing all this next tune, Mr. David Ritchie on the Dobro.
Howdy.
I still recall the morning I first met you, standing out in front of Wilson's 5 and 9, staring through the window at the jewelry, hungry for the things you couldn't buy. Now like a fool I thought that I could please you. I saw you had an eye for things that shine. I paid $7 sawmill for a bracelet just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Laying by these railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Virginia was not enough to keep you satisfied. Cause a man that holds a sawmill occupation can't afford to feed a rich girl's appetite. I wonder if you're still with Willie Jackson. Sometimes I wonder if he's still alive. Poor Willie, he gave up his wife and children just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. These railroad tracks in Denver with a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. With a hurting head and a half a jug of wine. Everything except my soul has been surrendered just to satisfy your 14-karat mind. Just to satisfy your 14-karat mind.
Thank you.
14-karat mind. How's everybody doing in the beer garden? Y'all are looking good. Larry, our banjo player, said, why are those people caged in? And I said, they're not caged in. They're cage free. Folks, here's a tune written by Mr. John Fraser. I think you'll like this one. It's called I'm on Lockdown for Your Love.
Pretty little turtle dove, can't you see that to your heart I'm chained and bound? I'll be right here next to you till the day that we are through. I'm on lockdown for your love. Love.
say I need more than words to express my love to you. Why, when I wrote this song, and I hope that you sing along, cause I'm on lockdown for your love.
Cause I'm on lockdown for your love. My pretty little turtle dove, can't you see that to your heart I'm chained and bound? I'll be right here next to you till the day that we are through. I'm on lockdown.
Thank you.
John Fraser, everybody. I'm on lockdown. So it's a fact that 80% of the band up here has been on lockdown at one time or another. Unfortunately, not for love, for other offenses. We'll give you the rundown later. One person, it was just a speeding ticket, but that's okay. But it still was enough to throw him behind bars. I'm going to sing y'all a tune that I wrote about 6 years ago. I've written a lot of songs, but not many that I perform publicly. I guess I'm a little shy when it comes to showing the band my songs, even though they're nice about it. So it took me about 5 years to get this one out in the open. And it's one I wrote when I moved away from Charleston, South Carolina. In 1999, actually 2000, I decided that I wanted to move out to the mountains again. I'd been out in Colorado before. I wanted to come back. But basically, about the day before I was about to leave, the town looked so much better all of a sudden. Everybody seemed so much nicer. And I was wondering why I was leaving anyway. So I kind of wrote down these words, and we recorded it recently. It's called, Why Does This Old Town Look Better Now That I'm About to Leave?
Thank you.
Rockies.
So one day I may return, make this place my home.
Why does
this old town look better now that I am moving on? Why does this old town look better now that I am moving on? Thank you. Down the road of love, I see sign after sign that tells me you're no longer mine. But a heart full of love is a heart that is blind. I love you so, and it hurts me to know that I've kissed you my last time. Every sign I see tells me you're not for me, but I cherish the thoughts of days gone. Until I'm in my grave, I love you so, and it hurts me to know that I've kissed you my last time. But there's none that compares with the thrill of a kiss that once was mine. Now you kiss so cold, I don't know what the future holds. I love you so, and it hurts me to know that I've kissed. Down the road of love, I see sign after sign that tells me you're no longer mine. But a heart full of love is a heart that is blind. I love you so, and it hurts me to know that I've kissed you my last time. Thanks, everybody. I've Kissed You My Last Time. It's an old Kitty Wells song that we re-recorded. How many people are not working tomorrow? I gotta know. All right, it's Saturday today. I'm really hoping you're gonna get to hang out and listen to some good music. You've got all the ingredients for a fun time right here, Horning's Hideout, which we've heard so much about. So glad to finally make it down the canyon. What a scene driving down that canyon. It's gorgeous. Very northwestern feel here, which is a huge novelty for us. We only make it out here about once a year, so it's a real treat for us to be here.
There's no shortage of ferns.
All right, well, we're going to send this one out to all you people who just screamed, everybody who's hanging out, having a good time tomorrow afternoon and night.
Thank you.
keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm.
Now you take a hotel out on the island. You placed him in a kettle of oil. And an angel came from a heaven down and told him that the oil won't boil.
Got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm. I got the keys to the kingdom. The world can't do me no harm.
Welcome all the way from New Hampshire, United States, this fellow of French-Canadian descent, fabulous archaeologist, just recently retired at the ripe old age of 27 to be playing bass full-time, moved out to Lyons, Colorado. Won't you make him welcome Mr. Stephen Anthony Roy on the bass.
Hello.
Here's one y'all might recognize.
Standing
in the
things
to do. Cause I was born up in the hills, so I made the lead in Cooperville. Cadillac running up and road ain't nothing. I'd run in my vehicle with a Cadillac doing about 95 and about a two bummer at 7 side of Maybelline. Can't you be true? I said Maybelline, come on baby, can't you be true?
Oh, it's standing in the things to do.
Got high, I wouldn't do no more. The sun went down and started raining, hugging my horn in the past lane. With everyone rolling all over the hood, you know what ain't doing my mother good, baby. Can't you be true? Tell me to leave, baby. Can't you be true?
Oh, you're sad, doing them things you used to do.
Thank you. the bottle cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I
heard that highway sound.
Cadillac coming like tunnel it, 110 off my hair, with the Cadillac looking like a stain. I stood near the cop, Maybelline, on the top of the hill, Maybelline. Oh, can't you be true? I said Maybelline. Can't you be true? Yeah, you've done stuff
you didn't think you used to do.
Oh, I said Maybelline. Can't you be true? Oh,
Maybelline. Can't you be true? Oh, baby. You done started out. Oh, the old things you used to do.
Everybody see Roy on the bass for y'all. He's hot.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Good job.
Thank you, John.
All right. Let's see. I'm John. How many people have been here all 5 years that it's been going down? A couple of you. Anybody their first year here? Everybody like this festival? Right on. Cool. It's nice to be here. We were in... I was all the way on the East Coast last week, so it's been a long time, and I can definitely appreciate the geography of your beautiful state, having crossed it. I want to introduce you to the other two band members before we play a slow one. And over there on the five-string banjo, and he's picking up his guitar now, that's a Roy Noble guitar for anybody who's interested, one of the finest guitar makers in all the land. He'll tell you all about him. But he's of Italian-American descent, and he was born and raised in Missoula, Montana. Yeah. One of the only people that I know who's actually from Montana the whole time. Does a great job playing banjo. He's got a real hard driving style that I appreciate. Say hi to Lorenzo Ganji over there.
Thank you.
Okay. And the lady who's going to sing this next number for you, Larry's got his guitar out to play a slow, pretty song. You know, sometimes slow songs might be a little bit, you know, they're not as exciting as the fast ones, and it's bluegrass, and you want everything to be fast, but slow songs are a great opportunity. If you've come to the festival, maybe you've got somebody special in mind that you'd like to look in the eyes and ask for a dance. This is your perfect opportunity.
Everybody, take your anyway. Hands out of your pockets.
Are you going to laugh at them if they do that?
No. It's just so beautiful, I can't contain my happiness. Anyway, she's going to sing. Our guitar player is going to sing this one. It's called Killing the Blues. It's actually kind of a sad song, but that's okay. Say hi to Rebecca Frazier on the guitar. Later this summer, Rebecca will be the first ever woman on the cover of Flatpick Guitar Magazine, so look out for that in September. We're really proud of her. This is called Killing the Blues.
Leaves are falling just like embers, and colors red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like a moonbeam in our eyes. Guilty of just to leave you.
Rebecca on the guitar.
Thank you. We're going to do one more tune for y'all. First, I'd like to say thank you, a huge thank you to Yonder Mountain String Band and Greg Friedman and everybody who's worked so hard to put this festival on. Sky, Brian, and folks, Yonder Mountain String Band has done a lot for string music and bluegrass music out there in Colorado. Opened up a lot of people's ears to it. And they've made a lot of friends out there, and we couldn't be happier to be sharing the stage with them here in Oregon. They were nice enough to ask us on the stage in Telluride, and that was a huge, huge honor. Really great guys. So anyway, just like I said earlier, we'll be heading out to Canada after we play, but first we're going to stop over at the Artist Merchandise Tent. If you haven't seen it, there's a lot of great T-shirts from all the bands here, including our own shirts. We have some Fitted Girls shirts and some great guys' shirts and some stickers and an email list and a couple CDs, two hit-and-run CDs and a Larry solo CD. So we're going to be leaving some of that stuff here over the weekend, but if you'd like to come say hi before we leave, stop on by. We'd love to meet you and say hi, and hopefully we'll be back in Oregon in 2007. Couldn't be happier to be spending one day here, one day only, very sad, in Oregon this summer. So thanks again, y'all. We're going to leave y'all with One I Wrote. This one's called How I Cursed That Man I Thought Was Mine, and we're Hit and Run from Colorado. Thanks for having us, everybody. How I cursed that man I thought was mine. He took all and only to his time. He left me for a girl who had a dime. Then I saw him cross that county line. Cause I ain't got a bed. Tell me where a girl can lay her head. I should have listened to what they said. A rambling man is bound to steal your bread. Hey.
farm. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back and roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Like me, turn me away from your door. If I had to live my whole life over again, I would go around there no more. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Operator, sister can weave and get spin, and daddy owns an interest in that Northwest trick. So I'm watching the greenbacks roll in. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. Roll in the sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back. Roll in the sweet baby's arms.
Folks, we're hitting run from Colorado one more time. Lorenzo Ganji on the banjo. David Ritchie on the dobro. Stephen Anthony Roy back there on the doghouse bass. Rebecca Fraser on guitar. I'm John. Thanks again to the Underground String Band and everybody for having us. Y'all take care, drink water, and then beer. Thanks to Pastor Tim. We'll see you next time we're hitting run.
Rolling the sweet babies on. Rolling the sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back. Rolling the sweet baby's arms. I'm gonna lay around the shack till the mail train's back. Rolling the sweet baby's. Rolling the sweet baby's. Rolling the sweet baby's arms.
Hey everybody.
Okay, Hit and Run is going to be heading up the hill in just a few minutes. They're going to be doing some signing up there. Their new CD is available. It is a John, I just blew it again. Without the maps and charts, and so they'll be heading up the hill in just a few minutes. And I think you gave them a very warm welcome to Oregon. Let's hear it one more time, though, for Hit and Run.